This article originally appeared on Halton Hills today, January 3. 5 more local properties are in line for potential designation under the Ontario Heritage Act. Town Council recently approved serving notices of intention to designate 10295 10 Side Road, 8 Albert Street in Georgetown, 2 Mill Street E in Acton, 12 and 14 Adamson Street N in Norval, and 15 Mountain Street in Glen Williams. The Georgetown and Acton properties were added to the town's heritage registry in 2010 and the Norval property in 2011. The heritage designation for the 10 Side Road property was requested by the current owner. The owner of the Glen Williams property supports the heritage designation. Bill 23, the More Homes Built Faster Act, changes the Ontario Heritage Act and will remove some protections for heritage buildings. Under the Bill 23, non-designated heritage buildings may only stay on the heritage registry for 2 years. 1029510 Side Road, Halton Hills. The home, known as Stewart's Castle, was built in 1856 by James Stewart, one of the first settlers of Scotch Block. Along with John Stewart, he advocated for 6,000 acres to be set aside for Scottish settlers. It was built using hand-pressed bricks made from local clay and is described as an excellent example of Georgian-style architecture, in staff's report. It was later owned by the Hoffman family from 1896 to 1954, by Tony Sainik, who discovered large natural gas deposits in the area, and by Dick Howitt, who had a law practice in Georgetown and was a councillor for Askasing Township. 8 Albert Street, Georgetown. The property, owned at one time by George Kennedy, was sold to Joseph Gibbons in 1919 for $250. Gibbons, Georgetown's mayor from 1934 to 43, 1947 to 49, and 1964 to 68, sold the property in 1920 for $1,574, leading to the belief the house was built during this time. It was purchased by William James Ross and later sold to Glen Textiles Industries Limited in 1945. The company supplied blankets to troops and civilians in Europe during the Second World War. The two-story red brick home with a stone foundation and a wooden-covered porch is a representative example of an early 20th-century residential building in the Edwardian architectural style, according to town staff's report. 2 Mill Street East, Acton. The lot was purchased by one of Acton's founders, Rufus Adams, in 1832. After changing hands several times, it was purchased by Sarah Secord in 1860, who established a general goods store. According to staff's report, Secord was a central figure in the community, contributing to both its economic and social development. 2 Mill Street E in Acton, Town of Halton Hills photo. Twice destroyed by fire, the Secord family maintained ownership until 1920. In 1922, it was purchased by Lewis Starkman, who conducted extensive renovations, adding housing units and a brick facade facing Mill and Main Streets. At the same time, 1 Mill Street E also underwent renovations. The projects modernized the physical appearance of Acton's main commercial area, and the Acton Free Press reported, the updated storefronts would attract more businesses and customers, bolstering the local economy. Over the years, it has been home to dry goods, furniture, hardware and clothing stores, a billiard hall, a barber shop and real estate offices. 14 Adamson Street North, Norval. The home was built between 1868 and 1881 to house workers from the Norval flour mill owned by Robert Noble. The mill was sold in 1919, but Noble maintained ownership of the homes until they were sold to John Slingsby in 1925. Ray and Clara Pomeroy, who rented one home, purchased the property from Slingsby in 1950. Pomeroy built a workshop on the property, now 16 Adamson, to build and repair boats, and with his son William, opened the Credit River Boat Company in 1956. His son Peter and his wife Judith bought the homes at 12 to 14 Adamson in 1975. Peter Pomeroy was elected to council in 1976. Became mayor in 1978 and was Halton Region Chair from 1983 to 94. Town staff's report notes that, in comparison to other Gothic Revival structures in Halton Hills, the duplex at 12 and 14 Adamson Street, N, stands out for its simplicity and restrained use of decorative elements. 15 Mountain Street, Glenn Williams. A sawmill was built on the property by Benajah Williams, who purchased the land in 1825, followed by a flour mill on the Credit River. The success of the mill allowed him to buy 200 acres, which he used to establish the village of Williamsburg, which became Glenn Williams. Williams divided his land between two of his sons, with Jacob receiving the land with the sawmill. When he died in 1853, his brother Charles built a six-room Georgian brick house next to the mill for Jacob's widow, Frances Williams. She lived there until 1875 when the home was sold. It was sold several times over the next 40 years. In 1921, Jack Thompson began operating the Thompson & Wilson Beverage Company, which specialized in ginger beer, from the property owned by his sisters. It was later owned by Thomas Earle, an aerospace engineer who filed a patent for a vertical takeoff and landing aircraft. He sold the home to another aerospace engineer, Arthur Bragg Smith. Bragg Smith was one of the founders of Avian Aircraft in Georgetown following the cancellation of the Avro Aero in 1959. The town staff report notes it is typical of Georgian Revival architecture, emphasizing symmetry and balance. Despite renovations to the property, it has preserved its architectural integrity and continues to stand in its original location for over 170 years. Once the 30-day objection period has expired, and if there are no objections, heritage designation bylaws for the properties will be brought forward for council approval.